The differences between philosophers and mystics, their interpretation and expressions of Jewish belief, were at times radically different. And nevertheless, both groups were never pushed out. In other words, Judaism found room to include, as an inclusive society, to keep radically different approaches to Judaism within its context. They did not develop into two different religions. Something that could have happened. Another late medieval and early modern potential for divisive fragmentation presented itself with the emergence of Hasidism. I alluded to this a bit in one of our earlier lectures. I'd like to define this a bit more. We are talking here about a group that appeared initially in Poland in the 18th century and then spread to much of Eastern Europe, to the Ukraine, other parts of Russia. Hasidism was a sort of revivalist movement that attracted the imagination of masses of Jews. It was clearly influenced by Kabbalistic ideas. It stressed alternative aspects and manifestations of Jewish worship and behavior. And the most important aspect, rather than the earlier importance that was attributed to the study of Torah, they, the Hasidim, and the study of Torah, by the way, as an end in itself, not just as a means of knowing what God wants, but as a means of worship. Hasidism placed far greater emphasis on ecstatic prayer, on the love of God, the maintenance of joy as a norm to be constantly pursued. And there was another aspect. The Hasidim adhered, Hasid means pious. So Hasidism is a group of pietists, as it were. They adhered to their own particular pious rabbi. In other words, different clusters and groups of Hasidim, based on geographical location, would gather around a particularly righteous man in their eyes. He was known as the tzaddik, the pious one, the pious rabbi. And it was this tzaddik who, it was assumed, maintained extra close, extra, how can I define it, precisely a sort of very personal relationship with God. The tzaddik asks for something and God complies. And so if you want to achieve something, you don't just pray directly to God. You would do that also. But you would go to the tzaddik. And you would ask him to intervene. And these tzaddikim, in the plural, ultimately developed into courts. They would have all sorts of officials surrounding them. They had practices. People would gather around them on Sabbath in particular and on holidays. They would conduct public meals. And for a person to even receive a scrap of food from the plate of the tzaddik was considered to be one of the highest achievements. This phenomena exists to this very day. But we have to put this in proper historical context. The advent of Hasidism was a direct challenge to the existing and recognized order of leadership in Jewish society. And it was vehemently opposed by the rabbinic learned establishment. The opponents were actually called by a particular name, Mitnagdim, the opponents. And when you said so-and-so was an opponent, it meant he was an opponent of Hasidism. Because these rabbis realized that the whole underpinning, the whole structure of Jewish society was now being challenged. The Haskalah movement that we addressed in our previous lecture, that is to say the Jewish movement of enlightenment, also fought Hasidism, but for another reason. The rabbis fought Hasidism because they thought that it would undermine not only their position, they honestly believed that adherence to the study of Torah was to be the uppermost behavioral process of a Jew, of a traditional Jew. The maskilim, the more modern, westernized, as it were, although many of them actually lived in Eastern Europe, westernized Jews, believed that Hasidism was a primitive obstacle that would prevent Jews from ultimately immersing into modern society. And what is fascinating is that notwithstanding their long-fought battles, both Hasidism and their rabbinic and its rabbinic opponents ultimately recognized each other's legitimacy within the Jewish fold. In other words, even such a tremendous clash ultimately is accepted and legitimized. And at times they even joined forces, the rabbis, the mitnagdim, and the Hasidim, against a common enemy, the maskilim, because both considered maskilim to be a challenge to traditionalism.